Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Miss Cyanide, and I welcome you to Juggalo Rider Radio. Now, here's your host, Havoc and Ghetto G.
Whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Havoc, co-host Ghetto G. I'm the Blood Preacher Havoc, of course. Quiet Boy Death Ghetto G will be joining us very shortly. But, you know, I think we should keep that, I think we should keep up with our intro there. I don't know about y'all, but, I'm definitely down for that. So, let's get down to it.
When we ride, it's like an airway.
some motherfucking soil cross my heart.
Hope you niggas know it's going down. We do this here. We ain't ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down,
we do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
It's catch me down.
Whiskey all in my cup,
my cup.
Money all in my pocket,
nigga.
Pistol right by my gun,
my gun.
Deuce Click when I'm rapping, man. Five star, I'm a general. Get the popping off at your gum shoes. I'ma break it down to the mineral,
to the mineral.
With the business though, cutting calls and I'm showing now. Pulling up with them full of drums. Got some different strokes that'll freeze your mouth. I be on P's allowed. V's with them G's about. Creeping in these streets can get you lead. Complete with cheese for mouse. Cheese for mouses. Public houses.
Public houses.
We come from that. Mafia with them gangbangers. Bangs hanging. Mama Jackson. Skinny jeans, we don't fuck with that.
No.
Definition of a block monster. Kansas City on the side of my helmet. Clips longer than a black mama.
Black mama.
We made for drama.
We made for drama.
Stay truly dumb.
Yep.
This is the show me stigma. Right, boy, we rude as fuck.
We
you when you do get touched. For all them funny stares. Or it'll be going down. Have goonies everywhere.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game. End up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code. Like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game. End up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code. Like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
And I'm dope in its purest form. The head honcho, Rosetta Blanco. When I'm hopping out a Bronco, motherfuckers better be alarmed. I got it, nigga. Get it, pack it, move it, push it, get it gone. Make a motherfucker wanna spin it all. Deuce Click niggas on a mission.
All
niggas
raw.
What you niggas thought we was going somewhere? Just niggas, no. Been up in the lab getting head from a badass bitch. Never ever took a minute off. I told y'all niggas,
it be going down.
Every time we come,
it be going down.
I'm up in the mo or I'm in another town. To the board, to the gone, bring another round. Knives off in my pocket, got them jewels off of my chain. Got them hoes screaming out G's. Ride with Cuddy off in that range. I done told y'all the shit bang. Cause we make the shit look easy. Now you wanna bite a nigga, look style. Cause I'm cash money, yep, young Weezy. I'm dip, nigga, stay dip, nigga. Beamed all up for them crip, nigga. I told y'all niggas I'm a trip, nigga. Smoke me a dip and I flip, nigga. Hit a four twist on you bitch, niggas. Robin Hood coming for you rich, nigga. Get five mics when I spit, nigga. Beat you bullet wounds off a clip, nigga. We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code. Like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code. Like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
Alright, y'all, up next, ICP featuring ABK and Lil White, Mom Playing Tricks.
I showed up at your high school prom with an axe in my motherfucking palm. Oh, later for that? Oh, we about to get into that mind, huh? Alright. At night I can't sleep, I stress concerned, imagination attacks, I'm seeing bodies being burned. Four walls closing in, I'm panicking, staring at the ceiling, froze like a mannequin. My mother's always stressing, I ain't living right. I go to war with my own mind every night. See me praying with my eyes closed, mad sweaty, and blood starts oozing out my nose. There's somebody watching outside. I just shiver in bed, playing dead, trying to hide. I feel a shadow looming over my covers. But when I look, I don't see the motherfuckers. On my hatchet, reflections of a red moon. Talking backwards in the corner of my bedroom. Somebody say, take a chill, B. But I can't see. It's like somebody's trying to kill me. I'm popping in my clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. I hear a scream every time I doze off. Big grandfather clock rocks when it goes off. Maybe I'm just too lonely. My mind's playing tricks on me. I fly Fagos and fuck
right. I feel I'm being followed by the same fucking headlights. Is it that fool I beat down with my clock? Or is it that punk that I choked in the park? Or is it that mark I took for $5,000? Thought I sold him, yay, but it was gold metal flower. Reached in the back, grabbed the chopper for these buses. Ain't no use to me lying, I was better than a motherfucker. Made a left on Jefferson and jumped out quick. If it's going down, bitch, let's get the shit over with. Here they come, so fuck it, I'm ready. I got my hands on my bloody machete. What I saw make your ass start giggling. Three blind crippled and crazy senior citizens. Woo! The drama avoided. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm noisy. I keep looking over my shoulders, peeking around corners. My mind's playing tricks on me.
That's because I'm the one that's doing the dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. The devil won't allow me a service. Praying for forgiveness and trying to make a billion out of business. I know the devil's looking at me, but yet still it's hard for me to feel happy. I'm often drunk when I drive. Call me vehicular homicide. I'm about to get it over with. I like to smoke and drink, I get bumping. I got two little girls to look after, and then my daughter is a dating little bastard. I had a bitch down with me, but to me it seemed like she was out to get me. She ain't helped me out in this shit, so to me now she's just another bitch. Now she laying back where they made her. I already know that I hate her. Now I bet she's lonely. I got a new bad bitch on me.
Juggalos who trick-or-treating, robbing Richie boys for back, till the 5-0 got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He was about to keep me down, no doubt. So I swung and punched him dead in the mouth. His bitch ass was going down, we figured. And if he don't, then I'ma have to pull the trigger. Put his body down 6 or 7 feet. In other words, lay his ass to sleep. Had the triple team on him. Robbed the motherfucker, couple G's he had on him. The more I shot, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my ninjas disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind's playing tricks on me.
I love all these people are getting catfished on this fucking shit. What up, ghetto?
God, you're so fucking boring. Stop being a sheep, Havoc.
Hey, hey, hey. If you got a hate on your fam, you're not a true fam. You're just a poser trying to get satisfaction.
Hey, don't try to start shit with me just because you don't have respect for yourself.
Man, these motherfuckers all believe that's her. What the fuck's the matter with them?
Yeah, they're going to be going on for the rest of their lives thinking that it's her. Far as I'm concerned, she's a small pink peep bunny, okay? She's a tasty treat, okay, as far as I'm concerned. And on top of that, that damn picture, the girl don't even look like she'd be 16.
Nope.
And on top of that, why the fuck are you even on the internet?
Exactly.
God damn it. And then once you're one of them people that mention that you're that young, and then right after that, you get a million more people saying they're younger than that.
Oh, I just left one last comment saying, you guys do realize that's not a pic, real pic of her, right? So, again, have fun being catfished.
Well, if you look through the rest of the comments, they say, I don't care if it's her or not. Fam is fam. For all you know, man, she's not even a fucking juggalette, man, for all you people fucking know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, if you go to her actual fucking pics, she looks more like a fucking emo than she does a fucking let.
Oh, you can actually see other pics. I was unable to go any further than the the pink bunny.
Yeah, she's got other pics and she looks way too fucking emo.
I don't know, man. These people in this group are ridiculous. On every
thing. Yeah, I know, right?
Everything.
And they fucking believe just about anything.
Like the one girl talking about, I wish she had pants on, but then, you know, she's always posting pictures of her titties and no face. But talk about hypocritical, but, you know, we don't got to go there.
Here you go, get up.
Here we go, what?
I just posted an actual picture of that chick onto your wall.
Oh, great. Now I can pretend to be her.
Yeah, you have fun doing that.
And then people can show me a lot of love and respect.
Oh, look. Some chick named Megan Kelsey goes, doesn't matter if it's really her or not. It's not. It's the question of being asked on this particular picture.
Yeah, see, that girl used to be cool. Like, the first day that we talked. And then now she's just a moron sheep that follows this fucking group day after day after day after day, posting her fucking titties and shit in there and then complaining about other people.
Yeah.
And then, in the midst of all that, you got people just fighting with each other. How dare you say what I said?
Hulk smash. Hey, you stole my thing, motherfucking thing. So, I'm going to respond to you in not English.
Yeah, just going to type random word things. That's what I'm going to do. Next time I perform live, I'm going to have the crowd do jumping jacks.
Or, even better, next time you perform live, you can have the crowd start fucking catfishing people.
Yeah, I'll just send out somebody to pretend to be me. And then, just have them perform.
Yep, that's the best way to do it.
And then people will just have to accept it and have respect for me, whether I'm there or not. So what exactly is that Cess Crew thing? They're having other people be on their CD.
No, it's Intrinsic. Intrinsic is like puts out like a mixtape and like every now and then.
And what was I gonna do? What was I gonna do with Sys Crew?
Sys Crew will actually be hosting this upcoming mixtape.
Oh, they're just hosting it. It's not new music by them.
Well, they'll be hosting it. They'll probably have something new from them on it as well. Maybe, or something old. Depends.
Oh, I thought they were putting out a new CD, except they wanted to put, like, other people on it.
Nah.
That's pretty lame.
Oh, look, James Kennedy goes, "She is 16, you fucking pervert."
Doesn't matter, had sex. Oh, here's this damn commercial of this girl playing one of those recorder things. I fucking hated that shit when they tried to make us play those back in like elementary school. Like, what was the point of fucking learning how to play that shit? Not like we're ever going to play them again when we get older.
You know what, I'm going to make a new group thing. It's going to say 21 and older. Or 21 plus Juggalos, Juggalos only.
Well, you stop making groups. These assholes on the internet are already making group after group after group. We don't need any more.
Oh, bud. That's fine. I'm just a hater anyways.
I don't understand why those people were jumping all over you for that. I mean, they could have just clicked the unfriend button and walked away.
Yeah, well, I did it for them. I clicked the unfriend myself. Or unfriend whatever the fuck I was supposed to do. But either way,
but
I didn't know.
As for Sonya, man, where the fuck did she come from, man? I didn't know she liked to argue with people. She don't ever say anything. But the minute you attack a black guy with contacts, you're all of a sudden the bad guy.
But I just think it's funny how people like automatically, you know, jump on me for this shit.
Yeah, it's not like it wasn't like you were sitting there saying how much they sucked. You just said you just want the people that like them off your face. Simple.
Yeah. And then Brendan Pink. First of all, why the hell do you have Pink in your name?
And I would just like to state that Hobson is not even anywhere near Eminem lyrically. So do not ever say that again.
And of course that Sarah Kathleen chick just fucking jumped out of nowhere into it too.
But she didn't say anything though.
Yeah, I know. She just goes, I just felt like leaving a pointless comment.
Yeah, that was real helpful.
That's funny how Baby Kaloon, aka Toxic. I guess I have to delete you because I love Hobson, but yet she still has yet to delete me.
Oh.
Yo, I think next time I'm gonna make things easier. Post a comment saying, "Who here likes Hobson?" And anybody who comments saying they like him, I just delete them all.
That's one way to get them. You gotta outsmart the idiots.
Apparently.
Because if you don't do something like that, you're just going to end up in a pointless argument.
Yeah, like being told that Lofton lyrically as just as much lyrically as fucking Eminem is.
I don't even see how that's a fair argument. I mean, he may sound like Eminem, but he sure as fuck can't rap like Eminem.
Hell no. And here we go. This dude, Canyon, fucking commented saying, on that chick pic saying, sexy, but at the same time repulsive.
That doesn't make any sense, you moron. Get off of the internet.
And then he goes, I respect what you want, though.
Wow.
Oh, look, someone fucking decides to comment. I am not a pervert. I made jokes and stated I only fuck those I date.
It was like on that other status talking about, I don't smoke, so am I a juggalo?
Who the fuck said that?
That was the same girl that everybody keeps posting on with this fake picture. And I was like, what the fuck? Is this really a question?
I should have said no. If I find out, I'm going to say, like, no.
And then somebody was like, no, you have to kill somebody or some shit. And then they said legit. I was like, dumbass. And then he was like, it was just a joke. That's not a fucking joke, you moron.
I think someone needs another dose of Suicide Hotline.
Man, you need to make out a triple.
Because that dude, that same dude that wanted to kill himself, Luke Irish Hickman, posted, I'm feeling low, depressed, lonely, I can't help but look at these pills.
Yeah, look at the likes on that. I like that one.
You know what? I'm going to like it too.
You didn't talk about killing yourself, man. I don't give a shit. Now go away.
ICP! Suicide Hotline. Coming up again.
Yeah, man, you got to keep that shit on replay.
Apparently I do. Because motherfuckers just can't be fucking smart about it.
Or no, I got a better song. You can, here, we'll switch it up. You can post Suicide by Zug Island instead of Suicide Hotline. Spare us all the drama. You should try suicide. Yes, that works better. We'll switch it up.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Speaking of Zug Island, weren't they supposed to put out like a CD with some bonus shit on it or something?
I think so.
Wonder if anybody put that on the internet yet? So have you watched any of those Chronicles of the Dark Carnival yet?
No.
No. Man, it's probably a good thing that they didn't really carry on with that. But it kind of reminds me of like Tales from the Crypt with like Are You Afraid of the Dark? You know what I mean? That's what it kind of reminds me of. It's just them, you know, introducing a story, and then they just, you know, play a little clip. But the screenplay was pretty much written by, you know, Violent J. Though.
I'll check it out later.
The first one they did, not that great. The next two, they were actually pretty decent, though.
Thank you.
like the Mad Professor one. That was a pretty good one. Then the Boogie Woogie Woo. Even though the Boogie Man was kind of retarded looking, but the story itself was pretty good.
Oh, great. You know, I'm going to be an ass. I'm going to be like, hey, comment on this person's status date. Mini rant. Girls posting half-naked pics on social networks does not make you cute. It makes you a slut. I'm going to comment and say they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Man, it's like on repeating that motherfucker, right? It's crazy.
I mean, you know, if you don't like the way they're dressed, instead of dead, don't look.
Why don't anybody ever say anything about them half-naked dudes in there? Ain't nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, the fuck I want to look at you fucking half-naked for? Let alone at all, motherfucker. Get the fuck off my feed.
You know, I'm going to poke that up in this group. Why is it everyone
in all capitals? All capitals.
Okay. Why is it everyone why is everyone bitching about half naked women and not the half naked men? We don't want to see. Oh, I put don't. I'm going to put don't, but
well, it's a good thing you didn't. It's a good thing you didn't say you go to college and then spell it wrong.
Yeah, like that dumb bitch.
Like she wasn't even close. But anyway.
Yeah, apparently she's English.
I don't give a fuck what she is. She's probably some fat, nasty, cockeyed bitch hiding behind that picture, man.
Probably. You know what, I'm going to piss people off and go, half-naked women over the age of 21.
Oh, oh, wait. Make sure you include Hulk Smash.
... Hulk Smash. But yeah, I think it's way up, but we don't want to see half-naked men. Half-naked women over the age of 21 is fine.
Yeah, now you can have the bitches jump in like, no, it's not all right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're just putting the bait out there. Let's see what idiot bites.
That would probably be like a shit little fucking idiot's bite.
But you're gonna get the biggest moron first though.
I mean, yeah, at least I said half naked women over the age of 21. I put 21, not 16. Hey, look, Josh C. Brent liked my comment.
See then? Already a good start.
Come on, people. Let's see what people have to say about this.
So, do we still have potluck? Shut the fuck up on the soundboard.
And I hope so. Let me get the pot. Right now, I'm inside with the routers.
Let me get the pot. I'm get the pot because we have to, you know, smoke weed to be a juggalo.
Yes, we do. So here we go. For all the motherfuckers that bitch about half-naked women or, you know, that want to kill yourselves, here you go.
They say zip your lips and throw away the key. and keep your fucking mouth shut, slut. I know you're lonely, always try to set a pitfall. Quick to spread rumors and drop dimes like a Chris Paul. Here I have a message, hard of hearing, I'll just text you. Next time you check your phone, it's capital XTFU.
Buy love, get some roses and pearls. But she said you hella ugly and you make her wanna earl. Even worse, wannabe slayer, singing and yelling. Come and visit your dwelling and then they kissing and telling. Put your business in the street, say you're quick to give it up. They make it hard on us real players.
Shut the fuck up! You're talking so much, you're making me light up this joint. Man, you're giving me a headache. Quick, just get to the point. I never get the hint neither, swear I heard this before. Can barely hear myself, think your job's gotta be sore. That's what she said, get it? All that blabbing, just quit it. You a know-it-all bastard, you don't ever let me finish. Irritating and I can't even take it. Plus, you're probably somewhere talking right now. You know what?
Shut the fuck up!
Been illegal, chasing after bread. I'm dope boy, living high, the money in my bed. Operate around evil, always watching what is said. And if you speak on other people, you'll probably end up dead. We neighborhood heroes, Al Pacino's and De Niro. Two people I trust, named Cochran and Shapiro. Live by the street code, my game is so composed. Hustle on the low and always keep my lips closed. Never trust a bitch, that's the first way to slip. I'm trying to stack a grip and find a way up out this ditch. Doing dirt, trying to flip, gotta work to be rich. Never squeal in a pinch, never tell, never snitch. Had to go for mine, born into a life of crime. The cops wanna talk, then I turn into a mom. Put my middle finger up, pigs read between the lines. I ain't scared to do my time, I would never drop a dime.
Who cares who I'm kissing? You just mad cause you busy. You need to mind your own business.
Shut the fuck up!
We're back, and the first moron bought fucking bit the hook.
Who bit it? Who did it?
Tom Scad.
Okay, whoever the fuck that is.
So, the reason I was complaining was because it was underage kids. Over 18, and I don't care. Go for it. I am just looking out for the younger fam. They don't need to demean themselves like that. Nobody wants to see underage girls have they good. They know I'm going to comment, except for Chris Tomlin.
Is he in that group?
I think he is.
Man, you're going to cause another world war, man. You've been going off on everything in the past, like, couple days there, man. It's just going to explode.
There we go. I put except Chris Penman.
See, man, you say one thing, but then you bring another thing into it, man. It's a whole other thing going on.
But hey,
gotta make sure
everybody's...
You got to make sure you attack everybody all in one thing. That was kind of like on that picture, man. Some girl's like, who came up with this smash and pass bullshit? I was like, the Canadians.
No, see if anybody decides to comment back to my, except Chris Penland.
I want Chris Penland to show up.
Oh, look, Andrea D. Anton, the second fucking moron to comment.
Yeah, she's known to say things. What'd she say?
An attention whore is an attention whore, no matter what gender.
It's true.
Someone who fishes for compliments will always become less attractive to me.
Well, I guess that whole group's out.
Yep.
And I guess your Oreos are out.
Yeah, I guess so.
They were looking for comments. Unintentionally, though.
Hello, Tyson TJ Keezy Carnage goes, why are the pretty lips always the fakest, and why are fine hoes always the meanest?
Man, that was from way last night.
Well, I'm just seeing it now.
But, I mean, that is pretty much true, though. The hot-ass bitches, man, they're all stuck up and real bitches and shit.
Yep.
even though how much they say they're not, but they are.
Oh, look, this dumbass fucking, Elijah Brown goes, hey, fam, I'm just wondering, what nickname would you give me but make it hatchet related?
Sheep. Like, it's pretty sad that I despise something that I love so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't want to be an asshole towards fellow people that like the same things as I do. But they kind of make it hard.
Yeah, they do. I think it's funny how fucking this dude fucking 11 minutes ago says, what's your favorite ICP album? Everybody's answering Marty Just Pop.
Are you serious?
Well, the dude asked the question, said Marty Just Pop. And he goes, I just got Riddlebox.
You just got it? Like, you've never heard it before?
I guess not.
That must be all them fucking kids in there again. God damn it.
And then this dude fucking goes,
This bitch don't even know Riddlebox. Lyrics from Violent J right there. There you go. Anyway, what?
And that same dude goes, Malenko was very, very popular because of Boogie Woogie Woo and Netting Game. Really?
At least they got the name right.
What do you want to do? Because in fact, someone actually posted Malenko for sure.
Yeah. They mentioned my name.
Oh my god!
On that album too.
This motherfucker needs to be slapped.
Do it. Why?
He goes, the only album I've never heard a song from is Ringmaster.
I see.
My guess would say you came up as a newer Juggalo. With the fucking Muddy Death Pop. The fuck? And
And the fact that he said that fucking the only reason why Malenko was very, very popular was because of Boogie Woogie Woo and fucking Nitty Game. Fuck that shit, motherfucker.
Why was it popular, Havoc?
Fuck a ball, man. You have more tracks than just that.
That it was a great album. It was a great album, but tell me why. Come on.
Let's see. Piggy Pie, Down with the Clown, What is a Juggalo? You know, fucking, of course, fucking, you guys are shit with fucking ODB, fucking bitches. Oh, no, that's not the other one. What was it? Oh, yeah, Halls of Illusion with Slash.
You got Pass Me By.
I mean, come on. So if we're going to say that that album was only good just because of Boogie Woogie Woo and an Endgame, it's fucking retarded.
Boogie Woogie Woogie
Woo. You know what? I'm going to like my own fucking status because I put Ringmaster.
That's like sucking your own dick.
You know what, I'm going to like the people that said fucking great Malenko. But, motherfucker, the fact that you've never heard fucking Ringmaster is a shame. And you call yourself a juggalo. Mm-mm-mm. Fucking Muddy Death Pop babies out there. Go the fuck away. Go back to suck your mama's tits.
Mighty Death Pop fails in comparison to that shit.
Hell yeah! It really does.
I mean, it got some decent tracks on it, though, man. I'll give it that, but to compare it to the rest of the damn things, it will fail.
Yeah. Oh, great. I need to get myself out of that damn fucking pick. This is still fucking, let's see.
Follow the leader. Don't follow.
Look, hey, look, yeah, Tom Skaz posted on his own comment saying, whoop, whoop, I myself as a older juggalo am just trying to teach the newer generation a little about fam. With them acting like we a gang and the half-naked underage girls, that is not what we about. We are about family, love, and respect.
Yeah, dude, you had somebody in there talking about how they were raped and beaten, and now they love to be raped and beaten. And then people commenting on there, talking about who the fuck was it? We'll go kill him. Like, what the fuck, man? And on top of that, why the fuck are you telling the world that you like to be raped and beaten after you were actually raped and beaten?
Yeah, I know, right?
How fucking stupid could you be?
Pretty damn stupid.
I guess you love that attention too, right?
Yeah. And Cross Juggle fucking even said that she should seek therapy.
Not that dude. Nobody cares what that dude says.
He's retarded.
Then on top of that, man, you see that one girl in there, man? Tanya Lucas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, she's been on my front list for a while now, man. Last I checked, she had a dude and she was pregnant. The fuck is she doing half-naked in the fucking chat, or in that group there?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, what the hell was that shit?
Think what you ever do, bitch.
Andrew pregnant.
Yeah. Wait till your tits get bigger. Then post some half naked shit of yourself.
I don't think they can get much bigger, man. She's already a fat chick.
Good point.
Oh, look. Something Kenyon Montior comment saying about radio.
What, like a movie about that special person?
Yes.
What about radio?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to say.
I mean, that's all I put was radio, question mark.
Oh, that's right. They are making it an Insidious, too. I just watched the first one the other day and thought it was completely retarded.
Yeah, I told you to make a second one.
Well, I just recently watched the first one, and it was fucking stupid.
I know. It was absolutely horrible.
Like, why did everybody like that movie so much? And why is there a second one?
I don't know.
Just because the end of the first one, that spirit came through and was in the guy. You fucking bitch!
Yeah, it's just like a horrible movie. I didn't even like it. I had, like, no.
Like, I didn't even have to watch the whole thing, man. I was fucking bored with it.
Yeah, that's the same way I was with it, man.
And then why the hell is Darth Maul in that movie? Mixed with, like, a monkey.
The fuck is BBW?
Big Beautiful Women.
Yeah, because this motherfucker, Ken, goes, he said,
the plague. What the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? I don't know.
It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Oh, okay, boogie boogie woo. Apparently, this dude John said, Shelly, I live in southern Michigan, and they played a boogie woogie woo / netting game mix on the radio.
Okay, then.
Oh, look, this motherfucker goes, I like Tunnel of Love. Well, motherfucker, that was a part of the Ringmaster.
Oh, man.
Do people not realize this?
Man, see, you see all these people back from the gathering, they're talking about good things. You come in these fucking chats and groups and all this bullshit, it's like, fuck you.
I know, right?
It's like, what the fuck?
Wait on, my tunnel was part of Brittle Box, my bad. What was it that was a part of Rob Ringmaster? Which one was it? It was a Terror Wheel, wasn't it?
Should be.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was. But wait, if the motherfucker is saying that he likes Tunnel of Love, then that means he listened to some parts that were from Riddle Box before.
Don't ask. Won't you be my prom queen?
Bud. All retorted. Maybe for one, they're saying, well, getting Muddy the Pup is their favorite album.
Oh, that's by far my number one.
I think it's funny is the fact that this dude goes, wait, only one I know of those is Tempest. He's never heard the Calm or the Terror Wheel.
The Calm, that city wasn't that great. And neither was the t-shirt that they put out for that either.
Yeah, true.
You remember that really oversized print t-shirt that they had? That said the Calm on it. I saw maybe one person that owned that.
Hey, look, Quentin Park coming on my side saying, I still don't get why anyone complains at all, except for the underage girls who need to remember all the creepers on Dateline.
This isn't Dateline.
And Chris Penland. This person goes, the Calm was amazing. Well, fucking it wasn't.
Amazing? I wouldn't say that. Circle something.
The chick goes, who is Chris Penland?
Oh, no. You about to go into a whole other fucking story right now.
Yep. I'm going to get put. He is a... Well, I don't know if that's a quote-unquote juggalo who is also a pedophile.
Just put he's a pedophile. Don't put he's a juggalo because then it will be... We're supposed to accept everyone, Havoc.
Here we go, I'm putting he's a pedophile on Facebook that goes after underage girls asking for nudes and wanting to fuck them.
Really? Did you just say he's a pedophile that goes after underage girls? Really? You could have just said that one word and people would have understood.
That goes around... There we go. Let's change it up. He's a pedophile on Facebook that goes around asking for nudes and wanting to fuck them.
There you go. See, doesn't that sound a lot better?
Oh, yeah.
Now that you spell pedophile right.
Yeah.
Man, did you see that big old argument people had that dude was talking about? I hate people that use the word ain't. ain't a word.
Hey, look, Cheyenne Killer Jug actually liked my comment saying except Chris Penland.
She knows who that is then.
Yep. And then she liked my other comment said, and Chris Penland.
Didn't she already like that? How can she like it twice?
Well, because remember, that Quentin Park dude said Dateline, and I said, after that, said, and Chris Penland.
You want to explain what you're doing here?
that she would let my status about saying he's a pedophile. Yep, so she definitely knows who the, so she definitely knows who that is.
I like the fact that he still denies.
Yeah, I know, right? Even though everybody has fucking proof about him.
Hallelujah, idiot. Hey, look! That chick, even commented on it on my status. Going, he goes on Tiny Chat too and hacks into people's chat rooms. I was 14 when he tried to get me and a friend of mine to flash him. Oh, Mr. Penguin, your victims have come out to get you again.
They're coming to get you.
Oh, God damn it. Get me the fuck off that damn fucking smash repair trick.
Unfollow it, dipshit.
Man, I'm trying to find it. There we go. Brooke Flower. Stop catfishing people.
Dumb bitch. It's probably a guy.
Yeah. There we go. Chris Simmons, not Chris Simmons, walking across the Juggalo. I just called Cross the Juggalo Chris Penland.
Yeah, close enough.
But no, he goes, on that same set, going, didn't you say in an earlier post that you were only 16 and always thought about sex? And another post asking, well, since you don't drink or do drugs, does it make you any less of a juggalo?
What does that got to do with the picture?
Well, he's asking after her.
This thing has lots of questions.
Apparently. And then Carrie's like goes, either way, if she really is 16, I hope her mom and dad sees and beat her ass. Or maybe they are the type who don't give a shit. I don't even think they give a shit. I mean, come on, once you turn 16, you know, you're pretty much able to do it.
Uh-huh.
That too.
Usually when people turn 16, they're usually on MTV by now, pregnant. But what?
Oh, yeah, that too. I was going to say, apparently you give a fuck when you're 16. Come on, I've been smoking since I was 14. And my mom started buying me packs when I was 16.
See that?
I don't really think people care. Maja Cubs.
English, please.
Hey, that's the name, that's the chick's name.
Oh.
She goes, whoop, whoop, bam, rocking my throw. I mean, she's got an afro.
We don't give a fuck.
Yep. That's going to be our next track we play.
So again, to all the little whores out there, and people that want to kill themselves, and people that want to whine and be needy and all that bullshit, we don't give a fuck. I just dropped some knowledge on that motherfucker.
Knowledge? What the hell do you have knowledge on?
Well, I just posted the fucking Ringmaster version of Chicken on. That way now that motherfucker can't say he's never heard anything off from Ringmaster.
Let's see. What's your favorite Insane Clown Posse album? Death Pop. I can't even believe it says that.
Yeah, I know, right? Yo, I'm going to give him another track. Wagon, wagon.
Dead Bodies Dragon.
Fucking love that. Yeah, that's like definitely one of my favorite tracks off of Ringmaster, of course. Since this motherfucker's never heard of Ringmaster, I'm giving him some fucking knowledge about the shit. Because he needs to learn.
There are over 75 people have saved money with... Sorry.
Fuck your Geico, bitch.
There are over 75 years...
I was about to say, man, so you're going to save a bunch of money on Geico? Like,
I know, I'm saving people money for 75 years.
Hoping we had that up on the soundboard. No. Wow, we don't have wagon up on the soundboard.
I don't know why it's not there.
I don't know why it's not up there either. We'll just blame Dal, who should not be named.
Yeah. That fucking asshole.
Ringmaster. Yeah, I think I'm going to upload bugs on my nuts. Maybe tomorrow, since I'm off from work still. Or later. I'll upload the rest of the tracks off of Ringmaster.
But now that you sent me that picture, man, this picture could actually be that damn bitch.
Doubt it. Looks nothing like her.
Kind of.
Man, what the fuck you smoking?
They both got blonde hair and the face is, I don't know. Can't really see the face.
Exactly. Can't really see the face.
Yeah, I don't even know why I called man on this. Now I gotta see everything too, so I'm gonna leave it.
And I don't think it looks anything like her. And how about the fact someone actually got engaged on Tattoo Nightmares?
Does this really say I'm a single ninjetto?
God, I hope not. Who got it home?
Chris.
Whoo! That motherfucker got it home.
Today was a value day, and you had beliefs because you just chose an incredibly dark palette that hurt you. Please pack your machines and close up.
Dude, get the fuck out.
Overwhelming. To do well, I think this would screw me over. I am better than why I exist here.
That's bullshit. I think the funny thing is, like, every single time this dude's got, like,
in a fucking interview, like, he's always wiping sweat off his fucking head.
So why do I still see this, man? I left. God damn it. What the hell?
What the fuck are you seeing now?
A damn picture. I stopped following it. Why do I see it?
I don't know.
Oh, but great. Somebody brought up the Super Bowls. Man, I do believe that there is a bitch too ugly and a bitch too fat. And a bitch too skinny, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, look, that dude Canyon goes, oh, my God, LOL, I just listened to Slim Andy's remix by ICP.
what the fuck? I think it's funny how Kiss is in a fucking pissed off mood and she's all pissed at people.
Who cares?
I just think it's funny.
Because of the fact she's now she's calling people haters.
Where the hell has she been at for the past, like, couple years?
I don't know.
Doesn't she realize that the whole world hates her?
She goes, I'm in the wrong mood to deal with a bitch from Oregon that I've never met, bringing my kid into it.
Where the fuck you been at? And then she goes,
you are a hater. Where the fuck have you been?
You are a hater. Haters are not cool. Get a life. Jealousy is one hell of a drug.
And somebody comments on her on that saying, so is cocaine.
And that's also true. Don't fall for it, it's a trap. That fat girl's not horny, she's hungry.
Yeah, this chick really put fucking Ninjetta. What the fuck? Like, are you a car?
Why does everybody eat their fucking hatchet, man?
Maybe they're hungry. They got enough microfood, so they gotta eat the hatchet, man.
I guess, man, because there's been, like, so many of these pictures being posted.
All right, where the fuck's this picture at?
Why are you so blind? Why don't you ever see anything, goddammit?
Well, now I'm in single jugglers and jugglers, that's why.
I don't know why the fuck you went there.
There's way too many people out there with the name Dark Ninja.
Nope.
I want to find his picture and ask this person, ask that person if they're hungry. It keeps bringing me back to the goddamn fucking other picture. The hell? I don't want to see that bitch anymore. Some people probably shouldn't rock a tutu ever. This bitch being one of them.
Tell that to Tinky Winky.
Oh, fuck. Man, this dude Elijah Brown's is retorted. He coming down that picture saying, smash, then kills her and run from the cops. And he goes, and it's not because I'm black.
Wow.
Does my family care about me?
No.
No, because you can't say the word does. Wagon, dead body dragon.
If I'm gonna die, I'm going out riding the wagon.
Here it comes, the horrifying midnight wagon. Sagging, lagging, dead body dragon. On a piece of string, they flop around and fling. Now shut your ass up and let the juggernaut sing. It's the insane clown posse coming through, looking for the hickeys and the freakies and your ass too. Everybody gets a ride.
Looking for a phone. It's a Samsung Straight Talk touchscreen.
So that's a no.
Well, then again, you're not in the 614, so I don't think that applies to you either.
I guess not.
I don't know, but I can't find a picture of that person eating the fucking hatchet, man.
Wow.
And, wow, shit, really got gay at the gathering this year, didn't it?
Got gay?
Huh? And there's a picture of some dude fucking with a fucking plunger or something hanging off his fucking whatever the fuck. And some dude dressed up like the Riddler. Okay, this person must be dressed up like Batman, this dude's supposed to be like the Riddler. And they're having a Juggalo sword fight, except,
yeah, I saw that, yeah.
It's getting gay. Ah, I found her. Nice to...
That's the first thing he says.
Whoop whoop dot dot dot. Are we hungry?
Did somebody already say that?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Got some nice tips, though. I can't lie about that.
Yeah, until you find out she's under 18.
Bad. I hope she's not. Find out. I want to hold her tickets. Ah, god damn it. Wait, gotta make sure. Okay, she's 17, but still. And she's in a relationship anyway. Yep.
Havoc failed again.
Yeah, but come on, but fucking the chick was good. Nice tits, but she's in a relationship, but she's 17. People trying to become jugglers nowadays. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a thing to do.
Apparently. Cassandra Main goes, hi guys and girls, I'm Cassie's sister. Don't have a Facebook account. You all know she's got skin cancer and is in the hospital for it. They put her through 20 tests a day for 3 days to find out how bad and if they can cure. Doctors predict she will not make it. She sleeps a lot and says her skin feels like it's burning when she stands up, she's dizzy. We need prayers for her.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, somebody named Cassandra Main.
That's no, I mean the one she's talking about. Who the fuck is that? Why should we know her?
Well, it's not really her. It's her sister on her account.
That's what I just said, motherfucker.
I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck she is.
Well, that goes out to all you juggalos out there that pray. Go ahead and pray.
Yes. Yes. Please do pray. I just won't be joining in with that praying shit. Let's see. Instead, why don't you all go is it out, or you can play some Russian roulette.
Yeah, it does.
I think that might just help keep people at bay from the one hit on her, too.
What's that?
Because of the fact, you know, she's got just a couple dudes fucking telling her to add them. And then Kara goes, some chicken, Kara says, we'll go to love the chain. And she goes, thank you. My boyfriend got it for me.
Yeah, you think that's going to stop people? Good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. Two words off the radio. Okay. Skeggs, please learn how to spell. The obvious. But anyways.
So do we got that song by King Spade called Follow the Leader?
If so. Under the King. Yes, we do. There we go.
Global warfare, the woman we're headed the wrong way. There's no end in sight. Full of destruction. destruction of a people, cause the leader we elected hell bent. And you're the evil, all the suckers overseas. Yeah, I wanna get some love, cats fighting for our country, dog. We have the blood, I wanna thank y'all. You wanna talk about suffering, eat them all. Hang them motherfuckers up, it's the law. By the neck, we gonna wave these flesh shit. No time to stall, just the USA. We gonna rep these rags until the day we all fall. To the day we all fall.
Cause I got some gay emo trying to fucking add me.
I don't know.
And apparently he's a cross-dresser as well.
The fuck?
Dude, like, I'm reading the dude's bio like, about me. He goes, my name is Cody Cassidy. I go by Frank Wolf. I'm gay, 20 years of age. I was born and raised in Canada. I dress as a boy or girl and have no problem wearing makeup.
Well, then don't accept them. What the fuck?
I mean, you know, I think the only thing that's actually going for it is the fact that he loves anime.
Really? That's why you're gonna add him? He's a cross-dresser and all that shit, but he likes anime. I think I'll add him. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Wait a minute. But if it tries hitting on me, it's gone. Deleted. Hey, you know what? I'm going to say, it says, do you know Frank outside of Facebook? I'm going to say no. So I'm still curious to see what happens if you say no, to know it's when you add them. And people are still going off with Kissa, where the fuck you been? Yeah, talk about a hater is an adult bully. The fuck?
What?
According to Kissa, a hater is an adult bully.
Yeah, no.
A hater is just a hater. I don't know where the fuck you got bully from.
Man, what the fuck is she on?
bud. You know what? When she calls in on Thursday night for a load bang, I'm gonna ask her.
Yeah. If she calls in.
Exactly. We'll just ask her. What the fuck you mean a hater is an adult bully?
That doesn't even make any sense.
And I'm gonna be a hater just for the ULZs.
Of course.
You know what? I'm gonna put that up on her page, up on that little status of hers.
Let's see what she says to that.
I think when I get paid on Friday or sometime this week, I'm going to go to fucking Wendy's. I'm getting me another pretzel burger.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Oh, we had a fucking Sonic. I could try the fucking pretzel dog. I mean, how do you think they make a fucking... the pretzel buns and shit like that.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that somebody needs to figure out.
Google it.
Man, I think I just might.
Because they sell shit like that in the stores.
And I've never seen a pretzel bun in my store.
I have.
And my question is, does it come with the option of putting salt on it?
No.
Well, damn. I mean, come on. Usually pretzels give you, when the pretzel uses the option of either A, having it with salt, or B, without salt.
Man, it's a goddamn soft pretzel.
Kissel and decided to like my comment there.
See that? You got a like out of it.
Yeah. Well, probably because of the fact she's the only one besides us that actually understands it.
Yeah, probably.
Now to Google. Where can you buy pretzel? Okay, there you go, pretzel bread. This is the... oh, okay, here we go. Fredzilla. Oh, fuck. This place makes a certain, like a shitload of different types of fucking buns. Burger buns, sausage buns, mini buns, pretzel buns. I want pretzel bites, I want pretzel buns, bitch.
No.
There we go. A Wham burger. Doesn't have to tell me exactly where I can buy it. Order online. Here we go. Apparently, just a scarred or scared. One of the two.
Oh,
I don't know. She goes, she tells me, she goes, dude, bad day. My mind's off the wall. I go, I can tell. And she goes, no. Like, I want to snap a lot of built up anger. And then she goes, I'm scarred.
I see.
But yeah, I could buy my pretzel buns and some sausage buns. Let's see, exactly how much do I want to get? Because they got for retail, soft pretzel burger buns for $4. Pretzel sausage buns for $4. Pretzel mini buns for $3.60. And then soft pretzel bites for $3. And then you can go for the wholesale burger buns, which is only $31. See exactly how much you get with the fucking wholesale.
Leo.
Let's see.
Took about 15 buns altogether.
Fucking $31 for that shit. I'm sure that when I get paid, I'm gonna order it. I'm gonna make my own fucking pretzel burgers. That way it's cheaper. That's okay. It's fucking $68 for a fucking wholesale of pretzel bites. There we go. Let's get the nutritional info on these burger buns.
Let's not.
Calories is 250 calories in a bun for a burger bun. 5 grams of total fat, 0.5 grams of saturated fat, 0 grams of trans fat, 0 milligrams of cholesterol, 280 milligrams of sodium, 44 grams of carbs, 1 gram fiber, 4 grams sugar. I think that's an upside down 2. 2 grams of protein, and hey, you get your vitamin C, iron, and calcium in the burger bun. There you go.
Okay then.
I think I'm going to go with the wholesale. Please note, pretzel buns are made with natural ingredients. Please enjoy within a day or two or freeze immediately. Oh, I don't want to freeze them, so I'll just go with the retail. It comes with about 4 with that one. Let's see, any more motherfuckers talking in the all juggalos chat thing with your group?
Probably not.
I know people stopped commenting on my status in there.
Because it wasn't that important.
I know, right?
You're not a half-naked chick, Havoc. Nobody cares.
Apparently not. So apparently now I need to be a So, I mean, apparently now I have to be a half-naked chick, you know, in order to get attention in this shit.
Duh.
Well, I got boobs. Does that count as being half-naked?
But you're not a female.
True.
Look at this douchebag on Hulu Plus.
Who's on Hulu Plus?
I don't know. This douchebag, Havoc JRR.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was watching Young Hercules earlier.
Wow.
Apparently this Cheyenne chick lubes her eyes.
The fuck?
That's what she said.
She lubes her eyes?
Oh,
it's okay. Think
what? Oh, she said love, L-U-B. So, I'm going to take it as a lube her eyes.
Let's see.
Yeah, man, Hulu Plus has a lot of good shit up on there. You get like a fucking 90-minute Raw. Like a 1-hour fucking SmackDown. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
No.
I think what's more impressing and more better is Shaq Boyardee.
No.
Yes. And I'm surprised my fucking phone is not dead. Oh, man, because, like, last night when I came downstairs, I accidentally left my phone down here. So it was on the charger all night till about 5 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
But, hey, it still works. Chef Boyardee or Velveeta macaroni and cheese. I think I'll go with both and mix them together.
Fat ass.
And tomorrow I'm gonna make some rice and make some Chinese food. Hey, it's more filling when I make it.
Whatever you say.
I mean, come on, man. Like, when you have Chinese food, like, it only lasts for, like, you only pour for, like, an hour.
Whatever you say.
And the way I make it, you pour for at least 2 hours. Lid. I don't make macaroni and cheese in these little cup things like I used to.
Nope.
Listen here, Daniel Bryan.
Nope.
We will give Wade Barrett to shave your beard.
Hell's a queen.
God save our queen. No. I'll kill you, queen bitch. I'll go to jail for it, too. Now, give two shits. So I know assassination of the president here would get you thrown in jail. What the hell would happen if you, like assassinated the Queen of England?
You would fucking die.
But wait, do they even have a Queen anymore?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, come on, like the last time we fucking heard about them having a Queen was when Sir Michael Cole was knighted. And then nobody heard about the fucking Queen of England ever again. Now all we see is fucking the prince and his whore having a baby. I don't blame the Canadians.
What the fuck is this shit?
What what?
I want to buy something for this game. But it's asking me how much money or funds I want to add to this shit. What the fuck is this?
It's asking you if you want to add any funds to your, like, your wallet online.
But I don't have any money in my wallet.
So which means it'll take directly from your card. But I mean, but you can also add money from your card to your wallet there, and then like when you buy a game online. Instead of them actually taking money out of your card, it takes money from the wallet instead.
But the lowest amount I can put on this fucking thing is $5. And what I want to buy is only $198. So there's no getting past this shit. I have to put $5 on this fucking thing. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I know, right?
So if I confirm that, then they're going to take $5 out of my account and then put it on here.
Yes.
That's fucking stupid. I don't like that. It didn't do that when I downloaded that shit off of WWE 13.
I don't know. I mean, they keep changing up that system way too much.
I'm just saying, yeah. I put that money in the bank for that thing or whatever, and then I just paid for it that way. I didn't have to put no money on this damn thing.
Yeah, I think I got money on my wallet nowadays. I don't know how much I have, though. Okay, let's make some macaroni and cheese. I don't know what the fuck I gotta do. Stir in cheese sauce until well blended. Okay.
Wait, how the fuck does this thing know my credit card number?
Didn't you already put your... Well, probably because of the fact you put your credit card number when you did everything for WWE.
And it remembers it? What the fuck?
Yep. Interesting, isn't it?
No. Yes, I want to add the $5 to that. Great. Funds cannot be added to your wallet. Why the fuck not?
I don't know then. Hey, look, the cheese puffs is sitting into my macaroni and cheese.
I see.
Well, that's what it looks like when it comes out. Orange shit. You know, I wonder, you know, like, if I was to tweet orange shit on the Twitter, I wonder how many followers I think I'd have for that shit, and if it'd start trending.
I don't know.
I'll post it up on Facebook and see how many people like that shit. See if they're supposed to buy the game. See what happens.
Buy the game is not a fucking game.
What the fuck is it?
It's a downloadable content thing.
Oh, then just try downloading that and see what happens.
What are you talking about? That's what I'm trying to do.
And then it
takes me to the add money to the funds thing, and then it tells me you can't add money to it.
Then I don't know. Have you ever eaten cold Chef Boyardee?
No.
It's not bad. I did it once. I only do that, but I don't feel like using the microwave. I don't know why it's telling you why you can't add funds or do anything. WWE 13. You heard nothing.
What if I select a PlayStation Network card?
I have no clue. I've never tried that before.
Because you could type in a number here.
Try it, see what happens. I've never used that before.
But I don't have a PlayStation Network card, though, and they already got my damn credit card number. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know what to tell you then.
So what happens if I type his damn card number in on here?
I guess we'll find out, though, won't we?
Well, that's not going to work because it's not long enough.
That's what she said.
Chef, where are you? Chef, don't judge.
What?
I said, chef, don't judge. Man, that's part of the whole new fucking commercial now for Chef Boyer D. Saying, chef, don't judge.
Okay, then.
That PS3 network coming along for you, man.
I told you, I can't go any further.
Yeah, they're retarded.
So how would I even go about even finding my information on my PlayStation?
you can log in online to do that shit, too. If you remember your password email that you use, you can do it that way, too.
Not what I asked.
Oh. You can go to my account.
Account management? Billing info. It's a good question. What is my password?
You don't know your own password?
We're gonna find out.
That's okay. I keep forgetting mine. I keep changing my password because I keep forgetting what the hell my password is sometimes too. About to keep changing it over and over and over. Bad for my mom.
What?
Because she's got jury duty on September 24th.
Oh, what fun.
Yep. But hey, I mean, you know, if she gets chosen to be a part of the whole thing, I mean, the good thing is you get paid fucking $50.
Ooh.
And it's, if you get chosen for the whole, data selection, you know, like the whole fucking, where people have to fucking say that they're guilty or not, you get paid like fucking $50 a day for that shit. That's not a bad deal. Hey, I wouldn't mind doing some jury duty just for $50.
Are you fucking kidding me? I had jury duty. I had to sit down there, and I didn't get picked, and I only made, like, $9.
Well,
and I was there all fucking day. Are you kidding me? You won, George? Did you just say that?
Yes. Yeah, plus it gives me a day off of work.
I get the
man, you'd much rather go to work. Trust me.
Now, what happens if you make a commotion in the courtroom? Do you still get paid, or...
Sure, you get thrown the fuck out.
Yeah, just for the hell of things, you know, even if the person was innocent, I just want to see him yell, guilty!
Well, I don't know if you're even going to make it that far.
And then, of course, yell out to everybody, Chris Penman is a pedophile.
Well, let's see if this helps.
Okay,
because I mean, I did get a new card not too long ago.
Well, that could probably be what the hell it was.
That's why I went to look at it, you dipshit. So we're going to see if this works now. I didn't know I was going to run into so many fucking troubles trying to download a 99 cent thing.
There we go. Macaroni and cheese mixed with Chef Boyardee.
Wow.
Well, hey, I mean, come on, man. They make macaroni and cheese with Chef Boyardee nowadays. So why not mix it together?
But then why don't you just have the macaroni Chef Boyardee?
I didn't buy that.
Of course not.
I bought the Don't Beat It macaroni and cheese. I bought fucking Mini-O's, a.k.a. Spaghetti-O's, but in Chef Boyardee form.
Oh.
I bought like beef ravioli. I'll have that cold tomorrow. See if anybody decided to hit me up on Facebook. Probably not. Nope. Good.
Well, there we go. It fucking worked this time. All that just to download some extra fucking outfits and an extra mission and whatnot. Just so I can kick Ewoks.
Whoa, just so you can kick Ewoks? All this trouble just so you can kick Ewoks.
Yes. Well, and do the mission as well and get some trophies. And that just happens to be one of them, kicking 10 Ewoks.
Damn, so what happens if you kick more than 10 Ewoks?
Probably nothing. The hell was that?
That would be unpausing Young Hercules.
Okay, then. Although I will say the first Star Wars game was a lot harder to play than the second one.
Oh yeah, well yeah, probably because of the fact the first one you didn't have to bother taking Ewoks.
No, I'm saying like the damn things you were doing it were a lot harder than these ones.
Ah, okay.
But this one got more badass shit you can do. And for the past couple years, they've been debating whether they're going to make a third one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be dope if they made another one, man. These games are pretty fun to play. Besides, when you get to the giant bosses, you got to figure out how the fuck you're supposed to beat them.
That sounds a whole lot better than playing X-Men.
Well, that was the arcade game that you beat in like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Well, this game you could beat in just one night if you played it all the way through. I beat it twice.
Fucking the other Hercules comes on tonight. I don't know when, but it does.
Hercules, Hercules.
Okay, they're fucking what the hell is that dude's name? There you go, Nutty Professor. That's your name now.
That's not his name.
I forgot what his actual name was.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, but what he played, the guy he played in the movie.
Who the fuck knows what that is?
There's three
Nutty Professor movies?
Apparently there's a game ready for a third one. Yeah, apparently they're working on a third one.
Let's see.
He played, Oh, which one do you want first?
Sherman.
Yep, Sherman, and then Buddy Love, then Mama Anna Clump, Grandma Clump, Papa Cletus Clump, Ernie Clump, Sr., and Lance Perkins.
But who's the one that went, Hercules, Hercules?
I think that was Grandma Clump. So it was his, female side.
Oh. Man, it saves people money on getting people from movies when you play every role yourself.
At least.
Whatever, just go watch that, man. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right, peace.